Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
A happy Friday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great show for you guys today to wrap up the week. Last day of February as we head towards March in the greatest month on the sports calendar. Plenty of college basketball talk today. We're going to do a little bit of what we did yesterday, glassitology. We'll look at the Big East, ACC, teams that are going to make the tournament out of those two conferences and who I like heading into the NCAA tournament. Also, got a loaded college basketball slate coming up this weekend. Ton of game ones on Saturday. Got some really good ones on Sunday as well. We'll give out some picks, some leans that we like in some college games over the weekend. Also, continue our MLB previews as we roll through the AL West. Today we look at the Houston Astros. They get rid of Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman, but are the Astros still going to be good? We'll break down them for the upcoming season. Matt Horner going to join us during Lions Den, give out some of his favorite plays in college basketball, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know, send them in. Make sure you hit us up at the BetMGM Network. You can watch the show on YouTube, on Twitch, on X, send in your questions on any of those platforms. And if you miss any part of the show, over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast as well, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get this thing rolling on a Friday. As Glass is in session, we go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Shane Jackson, who is a Friday regular here on Send It In, web content writer for BetMGM. Make sure you guys give Shane a follow at By Shane Jackson. And Shane, let's dive into the NBA, man. We got a really good slate tonight on this Friday. Probably the best game is going to be between the two best teams in the Eastern Conference, the Celtics and the Cavs. A lot of people probably feel like this certainly could be an Eastern Conference final preview. Boston, a 2.5-point favorite with a total of 233.5. What do you like in this game tonight?
Yeah, it probably is going to be the best game tonight, and I would bet on defense in that regard. I like under 233.5. For this game. I expect the intensity to be up for both teams on that end of the floor. I project it to be closer to 230, and the last two head-to-head matchups between these two teams have finished under the total. They scored 217 on February 4th when the total was 237.5, and then they scored 226 on December 1st when the total was 228.5. Cavs have been the number three defense over the past 2 weeks. Celtics have been an elite defense all year. I'll back defense in this matchup.
I like it. Yeah, especially you would expect a high-intensity game tonight again with those two teams going at it. Shane, then I'm really looking forward to this one. We got two of the hottest teams in the NBA and the hottest team in the league in the Detroit Pistons coming off a win against Boston. They've won 8 in a row, going up against Jokic and the Nuggets tonight. Pistons are a home favorite, 2.5 points against Denver. Does this feel like a sell high, though, on Detroit, or do you like them to continue rolling tonight against Denver?
That's exactly how I would phrase it. Sell high on the Pistons, buy low on Detroit. I'm taking the Nuggets money line. The Nuggets are a league best 10-1 on the second night of a back-to-back. They were laying 3.5 against the Milwaukee Bucks last night before a poor shooting night led to a loss there. I know a lot has changed in since then, but they were, a 6-point home favorite against the Pistons when these two teams met on December 28th. So yeah, I think there's value in selling high on the Pistons and buying low on the Nuggets.
Shane, what do you make of this Pistons team when we get into playoff time, right? I think everybody expects that the Eastern Conference representative for the finals is either going to be Cleveland, Boston, maybe the Knicks. But like outside of those three teams, do you think Detroit is the team that maybe could be like last year's Indiana team that kind of made it to the Eastern Conference finals, had a great run? Do you see them potentially being that team this year?
I really do like the Pistons, and we do see a surprise team every year. It feels like it makes the conference finals that no one was expecting over the last several seasons, but I would be really surprised if that is the Pistons. I think Detroit could win a series, but the East feels way too top-heavy to, you know, bank on a conference finals run. That doesn't mean that this wasn't a good year, because it objectively was a great year to go from the league worst record to what they are now. Cade Cunningham right now is in the driver's seat for most improved player. I know that's going to be lead to some outrage as a former number one overall pick, but I mean, he follows a familiar pattern. Seven of the last eight MIP winners were first-time All-Stars. I would keep an eye on Norman Powell, but he's been out since the break, and if he misses four more games, I mean, he's ineligible. So if he doesn't return this week against the Lakers, I could see him being out of the running. And then, yeah, J.B. Bickerstaff, probably a runner-up and coach of the year behind Kenny Atkinson. So very great year all around for the Pistons, even if it leads to maybe one series win at the most.
I mean, it really is incredible. They lost, what, like 27 games in a row or whatever it was? So the turnaround that they've had this year has been awesome. So, Shane, we get those two games, Celtics-Cavs, and then Nuggets-Pistons. And then we get Grizzlies home against the Knicks tonight, which should be a really good one. Memphis has taken some money this morning. They've gone from 3.5 to 4.5 point favorites. High total in this game at 244.5. Did you do anything in Grizz and Knicks tonight?
Yeah, I'm really interested in this game in the sense that the Knicks haven't really leveled up against the elite competition. They're 0-7 against the Thunder, the Cavs, and the Celtics. Obviously, the Grizzlies are not in that category, but they're still a good measuring stick for the Knicks. Mitchell Robinson maybe is coming back this weekend, which could be huge help for the rebounding department and the interior defense. But from a betting perspective, I like Jaren Jackson Jr. over 1.5 three-pointers. You mentioned it. It could be a track meet. Total 244.5. There's a chance that this is up and down the court. Jackson against a drop coverage against the Knicks is going to get plenty of three-point attempts. And he's averaging 2.1 three-pointers on about 5 attempts per game this month. So I like Jaren Jackson Jr. to hit multiple three-pointers against the Knicks tonight.
All right, very good. Anything else you like in the NBA tonight, Shane? Any sides, totals, props that you're riding with?
Yeah, I normally try to stay away from sides, but this does feel like a scheduled loss for the Los Angeles Lakers against the Clippers. So I would take Clippers money line. Rui Hachimura got injured last night. It looks like he's probably going to be out. Luka hasn't played on a back-to-back since joining the Lakers. Vando hasn't played on a back-to-back since returning. LeBron at 40 tweaked his hamstring a little bit last night. He's questionable for tonight's game. So all of this is adding up to maybe a scheduled loss for the Lakers, especially since they play the Clippers again later this weekend. So yeah, I'm taking the Clippers money line, and I wouldn't mind the spread either.
All right, there you go. A lot of good stuff there from Shane Jackson. Shane, before we let you go, I do want to get your thoughts on baseball, as we are in the middle of spring training right now. Opening day is going to be here before we know it. We're talking about the AL West. We talked about Seattle yesterday. We're talking about the Astros on the show today. A lot of people think Texas is going to have a bounce back season. Who do you see winning the AL West this year?
Yeah, I'm with everyone else. I really do like the Texas Rangers. I think there's value, and they're plus 210 odds to win the AL West as one of my favorite division futures. I think they end the Houston Astros' reign in the AL West this year. A lot of projections are on their side as well. Pecota projects 90.2 wins and a 45.8% chance of winning the division for the Rangers. Fangraphs also favors the Rangers, giving about a 33.6% chance. Either way you slice it, there's value on the Rangers winning the AL West. They're essentially running it back from last year's roster and banking on better health, but that's not a bad bet to make for a team that's 2 years removed from winning the World Series. I think this lineup has a lot of potential, especially if Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford take another step in their second year after being Rookie of the Year favorites in the preseason last year. So I'm all in on the Rangers. I do think it's going to be a competitive division, and the Astros certainly aren't going anywhere, but I think the Rangers have tremendous value at their current odds.
Yeah, I'm with you. Plus 225 to take Texas to win the AL West. Have you done anything in the futures market yet, Shane? Whether it be team, a team future that you like, a player award that you like. Have you bet anything so far?
Yeah, staying in that same division, I do like Julio Rodriguez to an AL MVP. It was the first awards future I clicked in the offseason at 40-1 a couple months ago. It's now down to 22-1, which is still a value to me because Julio Rodriguez was the most popular preseason AL MVP bet last year at 10-1. He had a slow start and then dealt with injuries last year, but I mean, he was popular for a reason. He finished fourth in the MVP race in 2023. He led, the AL in WAR the second half of the season. And this award has typically gone to a person who has led the league in WAR. And Julio obviously has defensive value in his position in the center field. So right now projections have him as the third best value in WAR. I think that was oopsie at Fangraphs. So obviously at 22-1, he's an intriguing long shot for me. And then I mentioned it a couple weeks ago on this show, but I still like Alex Cora to an AL Manager of the Year for the Boston Red Sox at 7-1. You know, every winner in this market has made it to the postseason since 2012. Of those 26 winners, 22 of them were on teams that didn't make the playoffs the previous year. So essentially you're betting on the team that you think is going to surprise. And for me, I think that's the Boston Red Sox. They have plenty of upside, but also they have a path to the playoffs, even if they don't win the division, which is very competitive. So those are my two favorite futures right now, and I'll certainly add some more in the coming weeks.
Love it. Shane Jackson, make sure you guys are following him on X at By Shane Jackson, web content writer for BetMGM, joining us each and every Friday here on Send It In. Shane, always appreciate the insight, sir. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Yeah, thanks for having me. See you next week.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Let's keep it rolling here on Send It In. Our guy B Mills in the chat. PJ, I'm rolling with an ugly game tonight in college hoops. Over 150.5 in Iowa and Northwestern. Two bad teams, but points will be scored. B Mills, you've been on fire, sir, in college basketball. I'm going to have to tell you on that. I didn't do anything in that game, but I tend to agree with you. We know Iowa is horrendous on defense. I think they're going to be able to score. I think Northwestern's going to be able to score with them. So I'll tell you on that over tonight in Northwestern and Iowa. We're going to talk plenty of college hoops here coming up in a little bit, but let's continue our MLB previews and dive into the Houston Astros. They are favored to win the AL West this season at plus 135. Now, we all know the Astros have been the standard in baseball the last decade. Obviously, they had the cheating scandal going on, but certainly they won a lot of games. And prior to last season, they had made the ALCS 7 straight years. This year does feel a little bit differently, though, because they're coming off of an early exit in the postseason. They've lost two of their best players in Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman, and the rest of their division is supposed to be more improved and bounce back, right? People think Seattle can make the playoffs this year. They're minus 110 on BetMGM to do that. A lot of people, you just heard Shane, like the Texas Rangers to run it back. They're 2 years removed from a World Series. So it feels like the Astros have certainly gotten worse. Why the Mariners and Rangers potentially could have some bounce back years. The American League is going to be very solid towards the top. So people are down on Houston. And it kind of makes me like Houston this season. Not necessarily in terms of betting them to win the division or even betting them to make the playoffs, but I do like them to go over their win total at 86.5. A lot of people hate the Astros because of the cheating scandal and because they've been so good for so long. And a lot of times when people can sense that maybe a team could be starting to spiral a little bit and that maybe we start to see the rain just be finished for Houston, I think a lot of people want to jump on that, right? And they want to bet into that market. But are we really sure that the Astros are going to be bad this season? I'm not saying they're going to be as good as they have been in the past, but just because they're not going to be that good doesn't mean they're still not going to be good and still not going to be a team that wins 87 or more games and potentially makes the playoff. I don't want to lay minus 150 juice for Houston to make the postseason, and I don't want to bet them at plus 135 to win the division because I think Texas is going to, but I do like betting them over their win total. They still have Framber Valdez as their number one starting pitcher. He's awesome. Hunter Brown's going to be their number two. He's very good as well. Still one of the best hitters in all of baseball, and Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve still in the lineup. They need Jeremy Peña to have a big year, but they made some under-the-radar moves in the offseason. Everybody wants to talk about them losing Tucker and Bregman, but they picked up Christian Walker from Arizona, who's an excellent first baseman, and then they also got Isak Paredes from Tampa Bay, who's also very good as well. So I would keep an eye out for some of the underrated players on Houston. Right now, Altuve and Yordan will get all the headlines, but keep an eye on Christian Walker and Paredes this year for Houston. I think this Astro team, for so long, right, they've been the team that everybody's been gunning for in the American League. It doesn't feel like that anymore going into this season, and I kind of always like that angle with the team that's been there, done that. But now everybody's not talking about him anymore, and I think that presents some value on Houston. So I don't think it provides value in the division because they're still favorites to win that at plus 135, but I think it does with the win total, especially because the last couple of years they've been bothered by injuries and they've really started slow. I think there's going to be an emphasis this year with them losing two of their top players to really be better at the start of the year and start faster. I think we see that out of Houston. So I like over 86.5 wins for the Astros going into this year. All right, let's talk some college basketball, you guys. What a slate we have upcoming this weekend. 8 games I want to talk about on Saturday, and then 3 games that I want to dive into on Sunday. Starting with tomorrow's slate, we got a couple of games at noon that I would keep an eye on. The first one is going to be number 18 Maryland on the road at Penn State. Now, Maryland, I have grown up a Maryland fan and loved the Terps my whole life. My dad went to Maryland, so that's the team I always keep an eye on. And obviously, we all saw how they lost to Michigan State on Wednesday, right? Half-court buzzer beater. I can tell you guys, as somebody who watches Maryland pretty close, Penn State for them, whenever they have to travel to Happy Valley, that is always a house of horrors for them. They always struggle at Bryce Jordan Center. So I would keep an eye on Penn State in the first half. I'm thinking Maryland's probably going to open up as about a 4.5, 5.5 point favorite. I'm hoping we get Penn State at +3.5 in the first half, but even if we get them at +2.5, I think that's going to be okay as well. 12 p.m. Eastern time tip. You have an unranked team at home against a ranked team, and you have Maryland coming off that crushing, heartbreaking loss to Michigan State. So I think Penn State jumps on them early. I would look at the Nittany Lions in the first half, plus the points against Maryland. Then we also have UConn taking on Providence. I would expect the Huskies probably to be about a 3.5, 4.5 point favorite in this game. Guys, there's something about taking Providence when they're at home as home underdogs, especially if we can get them over that possession. I would look at Providence. It's not going to be one of my favorite bets of the day, but if you can get a 3.5, 4.5 on the Friars, I think that's a good look. I know it's scary betting against UConn because it's Danny Hurley, but guys, this UConn team is nothing to be scared about. They're not good. Their defense ranks 124th in KenPom. If they have an off shooting night and Providence is hitting their shots, Friars can win that game outright. So I take a look at them tomorrow, plus the points. Then we have a top 20 matchup. Number 1, Auburn going up against number 17, Kentucky. Right now, looking like Auburn is about a 5.5 point favorite in the game. And I would lean that way with Auburn. They've been so good this season on the road. They're undefeated on the road in SEC play. And Kentucky, even though they did get Lamont Butler and Jackson Robinson back in the Oklahoma game on Wednesday, those guys still didn't play their full minutes. They didn't play kind of the full rotation. So they're still working their way back. I don't know if Kentucky, with those guys still injured, are going to really have enough firepower against that Auburn defense. And Auburn's offense going up against that Kentucky defense, I think they're going to be able to score quite a bit. So I like Auburn -5.5 at Kentucky. Then we have number 10 Texas Tech on the road taking on Kansas. Jayhawks right now are a 3.5 point favorite at home. I think Texas Tech's going to be a very popular team tomorrow because of how much Kansas has struggled. The fact that you're getting Texas Tech at +3.5, I would caution against that. I think putting Kansas in a money line parlay, probably the way to go tomorrow. If this line does dip down though to Kansas -2.5 and you get it under the 3, I think that's a good look with the Jayhawks against Texas Tech. A game I would keep an eye on tomorrow in the SEC. Arkansas is going to be on the road in Columbia taking on South Carolina. The Gamecocks have only won 1 game in SEC play. Don't be surprised if Arkansas is only like a 2-point favorite on the road tomorrow, 1.5-point favorite. I think they're on upset alert. I would like the Gamecocks tomorrow against Arkansas. Then we have number 6 Alabama taking on number 5 Tennessee tomorrow. I love Tennessee on the money line to win the game. It's already gone up from 3.5 to 4.5, so I don't really want to mess with that. This is what makes college basketball great, And these are the kind of matchups that we love, especially when we get to the NCAA tournament. You got the number one defensive team in the country in Tennessee, who plays at one of the slowest paces in the sport, versus Alabama, who's the number three offense, who plays at the fastest pace in the sport. The problem with Bama going into this game is a lot like the problem that happened when they were going into the Auburn game. Before they played Auburn, they had their best shooting performance of the year against Texas, and then could not hit a shot from three against Auburn. Well, they just had an unbelievable shooting performance against Mississippi State. Now they go on the road and play the best defense in the country. I would look at a Bama team total under tomorrow, and I like Tennessee on the money line to win that game. Then number 12, Texas A&M travels to number 3, Florida. Both of these teams looking for a bounce back. A&M, a loser at home against Vandy. Florida, a loser on the road against Georgia. A&M is such a difficult team to bet on because of how high variance they are. They're a team that really doesn't shoot three-pointers or free throws very well, but they're so good on defense, and they're such a good rebounding team that if they do hit their threes, they can beat anybody. So they're 8.5-point dogs tomorrow. It's a large number. You would expect Florida to play really well off of that loss to Georgia. I'd stay away from the game, but if A&M is hitting their threes in the first half tomorrow, expect that to kind of even out in the second half, and I think Florida could be a good look for a live bet. Then we got number 22, Arizona, on the road tomorrow, taking on number 9, Iowa State. Right now, the Cyclones are about a 5.5-point favorite. Curtis Jones came back and played for Iowa State against Oklahoma State, but Keyshawn Gilbert did not. So if you just kind of want to wait and play it out and see if Gilbert's going to be back for Iowa State, I think that's totally fair. They're certainly pricing the game like Gilbert is going to play. But also, if you just want to bet Arizona plus 5.5 at the chance that Gilbert doesn't play and that line dips down to 4.5, maybe even 3.5, I think that could be a good look too. I think at 5.5, if I had to bet the game though, I would lean towards Zona, keeping it close against Iowa State. Then on Sunday, three games that I would keep an eye on. I really like Wisconsin to beat Michigan State. I would expect that line to be about 3.5. I think Michigan State, of like all the top teams in the country, are frauds. I don't think the Big Ten's very good. Michigan State is one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the country, and their defense is awesome. But also, during the stretch that they've been on against Illinois and Purdue and Maryland, none of these teams can hit shots. Wisconsin's probably the best offense in the Big Ten, and if the Badgers just play their normal game offensively, I don't know if Michigan State's going to be able to match them. So I would keep an eye on Wisconsin to pull the upset on Sunday. I also would keep an eye on Illinois against Michigan as well. According to KenPom right now, Michigan is the number one team in terms of luck. They've won 9 straight games by 4 points or less. You got to give them credit for finding ways to win all these games, but don't be surprised if they're about 3.5-point favorites against Illinois on Sunday. I would like Illinois to keep that close. And then finally, Memphis is on the road taking on UAB on Sunday. There aren't many games where Memphis plays in conference where it's a pick 'em, and where if they lose, you're not going to be really surprised because it's not an upset. That's one of those games on Sunday going up against UAB. I would look at the Blazers to take care of business against the Tigers. All right, let's do a little glassatology here on Send It In. Talk about the ACC and the Big East and some of these teams come tournament time. We will start with St. John's, who is going to be extremely popular when we get to March because of Rick Pitino and because of how good their defense is. And it's cliche to say, but St. John's, maybe more than any team in the country, it's all just going to be about whether or not they hit shots. They're so well coached. They're so good on defense. If they can get enough offense in the tournament, this team is good enough to beat anybody. I would worry about St. John's potentially, though, in the earlier rounds, because when you go up against some of these mid-major teams or some of these lower seeds, chances are they're probably can shoot and they're probably really good on offense. So if St. John's runs into a mid-major team that can really score and put up like 80, 85 points a game, that could be tough. But St. John's, certainly of all the Big East teams, is the team that I would back come March. Marquette, I'm totally off on. Shaka Smart, ever since he made the Final Four with VCU, has not been a good tournament coach. This team is not very good. If they end up being a 5 seed, there's a very good chance whatever 12 they end up playing, I'll likely be on the 12 seed against Marquette. Creighton, you got to give Doug McDermott a ton of credit. They lost one of their better players, Pop Isaacs, early in the season. They had to reinvent themselves. They've gotten themselves to the tournament. They're going to be in March Madness. This is a team, though, that at most probably wins a game. I can't see them upsetting one of the higher seeds, though, in the tournament. And then finally, UConn. The Huskies are probably going to be in the tournament as an 8 or a 9 seed. Do not fall for the UConn trap. Do not bet this team to go to the Sweet 16 and upset a number 1 or a number 2 seed. Their defense is terrible. Their offense is too inconsistent. This is nowhere near the UConn team that they've been the last 2 years. I think a lot of people are going to see UConn on their bracket as an 8 seed and want a big upset, and they're going to want to pick UConn. I would caution against that. Then in the ACC, obviously, you got Duke, arguably the best team in the country, number 2 in offense according to KenPom, number 4 on defense. Duke's really freaking good, and they got the best player in the country in Cooper Flagg. But when they get into a close game late in the final 2 minutes, how is Duke going to respond? That's the only question I have about them. Louisville is another team that I would caution against. I think a lot of people are going to like Louisville as like a trendy 7 seed to maybe make a Sweet 16 Elite 8 run. This team is just feasted on the ACC being really bad. You look at what they did in their non-conference schedule. They went 0-4 against the SEC and got blown out by a lot of those teams. So year one under Pat Kelsey, he's gotten Louisville back to relevance. Not a team that I would back, though, come March. Then you have Clemson, a team that I do like come March. They made the Elite Eight last year. They have their point guard Chase Hunter and their big man Ian Sheflin back from that team. They're well coached by Brad Brunell. I would not be surprised if Clemson makes another run. And then you got certain teams on the bubble. SMU, Wake Forest, North Carolina, all on the bubble. I don't think SMU or Wake Forest is making the tournament. North Carolina, I could see, just because they're North Carolina and they have the game against Duke coming up later on at the end of the regular season. But all those teams likely need to do work in the ACC tournament. All right, let's go to the Lions Den. Check in with Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Make sure you guys are following Matt on X at @sharp_side_BetMGM network writer. Matt, what are your favorite plays that you have for us tonight, sir?
Yeah, got some schools that nobody really is going to care about, but I think they're winning wagers. You got Sacred Heart tonight on the money line against Marist. Marist is 20-5 this season. They've been great. They've won 4 straight games coming into this game. Sacred Heart, 12-15. They've lost 3 of their last 4 games, and yet they're a favorite tonight against the Red Foxes. I think there's a reason for that, so give me Sacred Heart here on the money line. Fairfield tonight, +2.5 against Mount St. Mary's. Another fishy line here. The Mountaineers, they've won 4 straight games. They're 17-10 this season. Fairfield, they are 10-17 on the season. They've lost 3 of their last 4, and yet this line is extremely short. So give me Fairfield +2.5. I think they probably win the game outright. And then one more tonight, Kent State +4.5 against Akron. This line isn't as obvious, but considering both of these teams are really good, but I think it's a good play for the Golden Flashes here. Akron has won 9 of their last 10 games. They've been on fire. They've looked unstoppable. They're at home as well, and this line just seems a tiny bit short to me. So I took Kent State at +4.5 against Akron.
All right, very good. Matt, tomorrow and this weekend, man, we have a loaded college basketball slate. Anything that jumps out to you for tomorrow?
Yeah, so looking at the slate tomorrow, there wasn't a ton of lines that stuck out like immediately to me, but one that did was Kansas. You were just talking about it, -2.5. You can get it at 2.5 against Texas Tech, or on the money line if you want to do like the parlay like you were saying. This is just, you know, everybody's going to think this is a bounce back spot for Texas Tech. They're ranked number 10 in the nation coming off that loss against Houston. Kansas, their problems are well documented. A lot of people are down on them this year. They're still 19-9. They've got 2 straight wins, but those are against kind of scrubs in Oklahoma State and Colorado. So I don't think people are going to be believing them here. Texas Tech is going to be a very popular play getting plus money, but I think that's a mistake. So give me Kansas -2.5 or on the money line if you want to do a parlay type of thing. That's the only one that really stuck out to me at the early lines. I'm still going through some handicapping stuff. You could check me on X. I'll have more plays for you there. But right now, Kansas is my play.
All right, very good. And then, Matt, before I let you go, anything in the futures market that you've done here over the last couple of weeks, maybe team to win the national championship, team to make the Final Four, have you done anything?
Yeah, so hopefully everybody tailed that St. John's before the season at 50-1, because that's looking fantastic right now. I also just placed Michigan State not too long ago. I know you're saying their 3-point shooting is not the greatest thing in the world, but after they just beat Maryland the other day in a clear and obvious trap spot, I mean, the Terps were lower ranked, they were 4.5-point favorites, and still Michigan State came through with the win in that game in a spot where normally you typically wouldn't want them to. Plus, seeing them down my Illini twice, again, in another trap spot where they're 6.5-point dogs to Illinois, and they still came out with an outright win in that game. I had to play something on them at 30-1. I think it's down to 25-1 now, which I still think is viable. It's just a team that has outperformed expectations and avoided the upset spots where they are. And I like backing teams like that that just don't get upset when it's an obvious spot that they should be.
And they got Tom Izzo as their head coach, right? So you got to like that as well if you're backing the Spartans. Matt Horner joining us here on Lions Den. Make sure you guys are following Matt on X at @sharp_side_. You can follow his plays all weekend long. Does a great job. BetMGM Network writer for us here. Matt, good luck, sir, this weekend. We'll talk again next week.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. Guys, breaking news on the show. Matt Stafford has agreed to a new deal with the Rams per Adam Schefter. They reached an agreement today on a restructured deal that keeps him in Los Angeles and quashes any and all trade speculation per sources. So there you go. Matt Stafford staying with the Rams. I'm going to be coming up on You Better You Bet with Femi, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. I'm sure we will break that down plenty. So make sure you stick around for that. As for the plays that I have for tonight, my prop lock is going to be Jamal Murray over 20.5 points against the Pistons. I like Murray in this spot. It's a big game tonight in Detroit. I would expect Jokic and Murray to show up, so I'll take Jamal over 20.5 points. Dog of the day is going to be the Denver Nuggets plus the points against Detroit. I think this is a nice sell high right here on the Detroit Pistons. So we'll take Denver. I think they win the game. And then my best bet, give me Purdue plus Tennessee tomorrow on the money line at plus 131. Purdue's lost four games in a row, but they're home at Mackey tonight. I think Tennessee beats Bama. Give me those two teams in a parlay at plus 131. Thanks again to Shane Jackson, Matt Horner for joining us on the show today. Hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.